Welcome to Inside the Match, where Alex and Simone talk residency applications.
We are two residents here to help you navigate the match.
For each podcast, we'll bring you residents from various specialties and backgrounds to give advice. So today we have Yasha. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh yeah, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
So where are you in residency and what specialty are you in?
So I am currently a diagnostic radiology resident at Mount Auburn Hospital, which is a small hospital in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And I'm the chief resident. And right now I'm actually applying to breast imaging fellowships.
Very exciting. So going through the application cycle, just on a different end, fellowships over residency.
You got it.
So we'd like to start our podcast with some rapid fire questions. So were you AOA?
No.
Were you Gold Humanism?
No, I was not actually.
Were you president of your specialty club?
So when I was in medical school, I thought I was going to go into pediatrics. So I was the chair of the pediatrics interest group, but we actually didn't even have a radiology interest group.
Were you involved in research during medical school?
Yes, I did do research during medical school. I did a lot of posters and one publication, but that's it.
So what parts of your ERAS application did interviewers most commonly bring up during your interviews?
I will say that my hobbies came up a lot. I talked about reading and we talked a lot about the books I was reading, but second to hobbies was probably the volunteer experiences section. I spent a lot of time talking about my pediatrics interest group and the things we had created, the experiences we created for our medical students, and how I ended up finding radiology through pediatrics.
I love that example because it shows that even if you have a different interest prior to coming to the specialty that you want to go to, you can describe those leadership opportunities and really give examples of ways that you were a leader, even if it wasn't the specialty that you ultimately went into.
Exactly, exactly.
So were there any tough questions that you got during your residency interviews? And if so, could you give us some examples of what they were and then how you answered them?
Yeah, so I think the hardest question that we ask as interviewers is, what is your greatest weakness? When I was interviewing, this was my hardest question. And I think my answer was public speaking. And the most important thing is to talk about how this weakness is something you're going to grow from. So I included examples of doing poster presentations that forced me to learn how to speak to an audience. And even if that audience is just one or two people, it gave you a sense, like a way to practice. And I just talked about how I've been practicing, and that was why I did so many posters. But another question that I got was, what is something that's not on your ERAS that you want us to know about? And this really forces you as an applicant to think about, you know, yourself as a whole and not just your application. And I always say, think about this as an example for the interviewer of like who you are, your values. And for me, that was, I talked about how I was always afraid of failure and my application to medical school was a bit thin because I was too afraid to run for leadership positions. But then in medical school, I kind of changed that narrative and I decided to just go for it. And I created that interest group and we created a mentorship program in medical school. And I took on many leadership roles that I literally would never have done in the past, but you would never know that from my ERAS application. So I think that was a good question to, you know, use to highlight your values or something that's important to you.
Those are two great examples. There are other times where we got asked like unusual questions on the trail. Did you ever get any of these that were a little bit more unique?
Yeah, so one of the programs I interviewed at, it wasn't a specific question, but it was actually the entire interview was kind of different. It was called a behavioral interview, and they actually ask every candidate the same questions before they even look at our application. So they don't even open our application until we're done interviewing for the day. And so things that they asked were like, what are your strengths? And then of course the, how would you respond to this like certain situation or describe an ethical dilemma? It was a really different type of application or interview because you just didn't even know like what they were going to ask or what they were going to throw at you.
Those are really unique, especially when you haven't had them before. It's very different than a typical interview where somebody asks you questions about your leadership, volunteer, and research experiences. Were there ever times when you felt like you had a really good question to ask a program director during an interview? Because sometimes it can be really overwhelming when you go into a program director's office and have to ask a question.
Yes. Yeah, so the best thing you can do is come prepared with some questions so that you're on autopilot. You don't get too nervous. Things that are important for the program director are asking about how the residents have driven change within the department. So, you know, do residents get to change things they don't like, something that's educational or scheduling wise, or is it all up to fellows or the attendings to create all of those changes? And that will show you whether the program is resident driven or not. And I also recommend asking the program director about changes within the program, such as a new department chair or a new program director who could be stepping up, because these can have implications and you just want to know what they are.
Yeah, no, those are really good things to do, because you realize that if your chief is creating a schedule or your program director is creating one, that creates a lot different flexibility in regards to what you can do if you have an issue that arises and you want to make a change. So, you know, making decisions about a rank list is really stressful, especially come January and February as people are finishing up their interviews. I was wondering if you had any tips for making a rank list and if you could tell us what played a role when making your own rank list.
Yeah, so what I looked for when I was making my rank list was, number one, geography. I really wanted to go to a city. I was single, things like that. But also the fellowship match is really important to me. Almost everyone coming out of a radiology residency does a fellowship. So looking at where the other residents go, that's kind of where I'll end up. So that's what I looked at. And then the last thing was culture. It became very apparent, like while I was interviewing, that some places have a really great and friendly culture and other places are more hierarchical. So those were really the three things that became important to me when I was creating my rank list.
Yes, it does make a huge difference where people go to fellowship, even in any field, and to see where people are going and what types of fields they're going into are really important questions to ask. A lot of the times people also wonder if they should reach out to mentors when ranking programs to help either make their decision or to help have a mentor reach out to a program to indicate that it might be high up on the rank list. And so I was wondering how you would advise getting a mentor involved in regards to this entire process.
That's a great question. I think asking mentors about the reputation of different programs is really important, because as a medical student, you may not know like what's a good program and what isn't. And just because something is really good and, you know, urology or surgery doesn't mean they're great for radiology. So getting an outside perspective can really help for that. I personally didn't ask anyone to put in a good word, because I honestly was changing my rank list a lot by the end and it just didn't make sense for me. But I don't think it really negatively affected me, and I don't think that you should feel as an applicant that like, oh, I didn't have someone do that for me, so I'm going to fail now. Like, that's not true. You can definitely rank whatever you want on your rank list without having someone do that for you.
Well, you've provided some awesome tips for those not only going into radiology, but also those going into all other specialties. And I'm curious if you have anything else that you would like to offer about the application or the residency interview process in general.
Yeah, I just want to emphasize to everyone listening that like where you rank and where you match doesn't really define like who you are or if you're going to be successful, because you can do so many things without, you know, being, oh, I'm at my number one academic huge program. We spend so much time stressing about this, but honestly, things have a way of working out no matter what.
Well, we love to end the podcast to get to know you better. So I was wondering if you could share a little fun fact about you.
Yeah, so actually, I am the 10th radiologist in my family, which is crazy. My grandfather, my parents, and all of my aunts and uncles on my mom's side are all radiologists.
Wow, that is so cool. And one additional thing I wanted to add is you've had so much experience with radiology, not only through your family, but also through your own residency process, that you have a really cool Instagram page called Future Rad Res that people can go to and get lots of tips on the radiology residency process. So that's all the time we have today with Yasha. Thanks for joining us at Inside the Match. Special thanks to Kevin McLeod for the music, and be sure to follow or subscribe to our podcast. Catch our next podcast to learn more application tips and hear from another awesome resident.